child mortality rates, for instance, are affected by neonatal mortality rates. And this is where a child dies within the first 28 days of his life. I am happy to state that the neonatal mortality rate in St. Vincent and the Grenadines plummeted from a figure of more than 18 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2011 to just 8 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2012. Mr. Speaker, that is a dramatic fall by all standards. And it is made all the more spectacular by the fact that the corresponding figures for the years 2013, 2014, and 2015 remain comparatively and consistently low. Of course, we are not satisfied by the fact that we've made progress. We would like to push them lower still. This reduction in neonatal mortality rates, and by extension, child mortality rates, did not happen by chance. Rather, it was the result of a systematic strengthening and streamlining of the neonatal program at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital and at health centers throughout this country. This strengthening of these programs included, for instance, the training of nurses in clinics and at the hospital, and the setting up of a neonatal intensive care unit at the pediatric ward of the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital in 2010, and the subsequent refurbishment of that unit later on when the World Pediatric Project chipped in to do some work there so that it could be kept in lockstep with the pediatric ward itself.